I apologize if you now have to look at someone who has mascara smeared all down her face as she preaches. Take courage, friends. The way is often hard, the path is never clear, and the stakes are very high. Take courage, for deep down there is another truth. You are not alone. It's so easy to forget this, right? This essential truth that we are not alone. Maybe we don't spend enough time blessing one another, witnessing the holy work that others do. If we did that more often, maybe none of us would forget the connections that nurture and sustain, and perhaps in times of trauma or stress, when we might otherwise spiritually implode with loneliness, witness and connection would sustain us. Ryan O'Keefe, singer-songwriter for the band River Wireless, writes, "Is God just another word for company?" The first time I heard this, I tuned in. He hadn't just found a catchy line to rhyme with symphony or infamy. "Is God just another word for company?" was a theological proposition. And I never found the lyric derogatory, though I can see how one might. Ryan is searching for his understanding of the holy, not defaming God. Theists of all forms admit that when they feel lonely, isolated, they remember that they are never wholly alone because God is always with them. Is God just another word for company? When I've felt most alone, lost, I seek in the darkness for connection. And I do often call that connection God. Others choose other words. Have you heard there are no atheists in foxholes? I know many atheist service members that disagree. A stereotype that does hold, however, one I've seen bear out, is that there are no individuals in foxholes. Every service member, whether they are on active duty or not, carries a whole battalion of connections into service with them. It's what sustains them. Derek Rush, the young man who penned our reading, said he was going into service to give back to society, that he was born into a world of love and felt a call to give back to love. He takes his whole society and his parents with him into those foxholes that hold his tender life in their care. Derek isn't alone in his drive for integrity. The many veterans and service members, active and not, that fill the pews or chairs in our congregation were called to service by similar and complementary drives. I'll be sharing some of their reflections. James Olechko serves because he recognizes the evil in our world, and service for him means stopping the evil actions of others from spreading suffering. He serves to protect. Bob Barwis serves to render something meaningful of his life. He serves, and by doing so, connects heart and soul to a cause beyond self. There may be atheists in foxholes, but there are no lone individuals working for their own ends alone. Robert Warfield says, "Roll up your sleeves and make a difference for someone else." That's service. You see, I wore half sleeves today in your honor. We have a lot of service members, but is service a part of our congregational life? Do we serve a cause greater than ourselves? What we do here, I won't compare it to what our service members do. But I wonder, are we also rolling up our sleeves and making a difference for someone else? Anyone know what we call what we're doing right now? I'm looking for a two-word phrase, and it's not waiting for this sermon to end. The first word begins with a W, and the second with an S. A worship service. Imagine that. The word service in what we're doing right now. But this isn't real service. Real service to others is about serving others, bringing them justice, change, compassion. None of that here. Not a bit, right? We're all about our own personal salvation, right? A one-way road to heaven for you and me, right? No. And when the board gathers to discuss the governance of this congregation and tends our future with their hands, and when the finance team honors our pledges with their fiduciary responsibility, I did just say fiduciary. And when the membership team prepares greeters to welcome visitors and open arms and generous spirits, and when the prayer shawl ministry bloodies their hands knitting prayer shawls to wrap around the weary, that's not service. That's just selfish abandon. Our veterans and our service members have reminded me that what we do here, it matters because service to others matters, period. We serve others here in this congregation, others in our community who need food, fellowship, others that are served by the justice organizations we support with our offering. Service calls us out of ourselves into one of the most ridiculous and least valued by today's standards engagements, community. Building true community where we celebrate and challenge one another to be our best selves. Community is countercultural, real community, not the blips and bits on our screens. And it takes courage to build. It takes energy just to get here, right? It takes courage to return to it, to care for it, especially when it's not easy. It takes courage to trust it has value. Courage, says Kevin Manuel Scott, is the value that gives us the moral and mental strength to do what is right, even in the face of personal or professional adversity. Corin Barwis sees courage when someone does something they fear because it is right. Our service members remind us that courage is moral. It has moral weight and consequences. One of the most courageous things I see happen on a daily basis, at least a weekly basis, is a newcomer entering through those doors. Courageous? Maybe it's been a while since you've entered through those doors. Or maybe you remember. Maybe you remember how it first felt. Holy macaroni. Who knows what you'll find on the other side of those doors? Wackos. Maybe there'll be preachers telling you that you don't belong. Maybe there'll be people showing you that you're not worthy. Congregants turning away, telling you you have to give up something of your soul to belong here. Or maybe you'll just find nothing of worth, reminding you again why you gave up on worship services. It takes guts to walk through those doors and test this place out. Zach Talaferro, please tell me I said that right, Zach. All right. Zach reminds us that courage is situational. A military man may show great courage in combat, but wither under the prospect of telling his son that he loves him. And a son may demonstrate great courage himself defending the civil rights of a minority classmate in the face of fearful opposition, but likewise wither at the prospect of telling his father that he's gay. Courage can be a difficult value to consistently absorb into oneself. Sometimes it is the hardest value to find when our own interests are at stake. It takes guts to walk through those doors and test this place out. Yes, Kevin Manuel Scott, courage is the value that gives us the moral and mental strength to do what is right, even in the face of personal or professional adversity. I pray with every newcomer that comes through our doors that they feel that they have done what is right for themselves and for others just by visiting once, giving this mess of wackos a shot, taking a step into community, community where an individual becomes connected because it's necessary and good. And Robert Warfield, thank you for this. Courage is invariably proportionate to the fear that one must overcome, to the measure required. But courage can bloom in small acts of daily determination to strive or to complement nature's offerings. The kind of work we do, the doors we walk through, whether with our battalion or with our family into a war zone or into a faith zone, they require courage, and when we act with courage in service to that which is greater than our own individual life, we sanctify our actions. Here comes the theology again. Is God just another word for company? It's the name I use when I feel I am being drawn out of myself to serve another. We all choose our own words. What matters is that we're drawn out of ourselves with courage to serve another. The kind of work we do, says the theologian Meister Eckhart, does not make us holy. The kind of work we do does not make us holy. But we can make it holy. Our callings are not split into the two wholly separate categories of sacred and secular. When we act in service with courage, we have the divine being within, says Meister Eckhart. We bless each task we do. We make it holy. Take courage, friends. The way is often hard. The path is never clear. And the stakes are very high. Take courage, for deep down, you know there is another truth. You are not alone. Let this truth bless you. Let it make your service holy. Amen.
Amen.